Ciao Fabri.
Hello guys.
We are back for the podcast like every Tuesday.
Yes.
And we start as always with our...
I feel the market coming.
Many news around. Yeah. First meeting.
You
already
can't keep a news for 2 hours that is coming out.
Exactly,
so I had this feeling.
We are ready in January, basically.
It's an important day for Socios.com, our partner for the podcast, because today Socios presents the Team of the Year Award here in Italy at Gazzetta dello Sport Awards. So it's going to be a very important moment. And remember, guys, to download the app of Socios.com. They have many top clubs as partners: Arsenal, Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain, Italian clubs like Inter, Juventus, AC Milan, Roma, Napoli. You can influence club decisions.
Yes.
You can participate to exclusive games. So it's super interesting. And imagine that in these hours, Socios are announcing 13 teams in one day as new partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
So incredible, really. They are doing a great transfer market.
Yes. They are also doing a lot of transfer business. You know?
Yes.
So we are on the same page in this. But let's start with news of Monday. It was your exclusive about the meeting between Mino Raiola and Juan Laporta in Turin, discussing about...
Yes, it was a meeting. It was a direct meeting. Let me say some details. First of all, planned by last week, so it was not a casual meeting. Laporta was in Turin to celebrate with Pedri the Golden Boy Award,
yes,
but was not a random meeting. So they decided last week to meet on Monday, and they did it. And what happened in this meeting, it was, first of all, nothing advanced or nothing like to negotiate, to make bids or these kind of things. It's a meeting in December to have a nice relationship. I don't see anything big happening in January between Raiola and Barcelona and Laporta. But they were discussing about the many players that Mino Raiola has in his list, top players, like Erling Haaland is the dream, and now in Spain they're talking about Haaland after this meeting.
Yeah.
And of course, he's the dream. And Raiola mentioned Barcelona for Erling Haaland a few days ago, so the link is so easy. But at the same point, we have to remember that Barcelona are in a difficult financial situation, so we have to see if they will be able next summer to jump into this race. But the relationship is part of football, and the relationship between Laporta and Raiola is so strong, it's very good. Paul Pogba out of contract in June with Man United. Let's see if he will decide to extend or not. But Barcelona were always asking about players, top players, to Mino Raiola, and Paul Pogba is among them. And then talents, because Raiola has a lot of talents, like Xavi Simons. Barcelona know him so well, and he could be an opportunity as free agent too, because he's out of contract with Paris Saint-Germain. They offered him a new deal, but at the moment, Raiola has no plan to sign this new contract for Xavi Simons till Paris Saint-Germain are not going to give guarantees on the player in the first team. And then let me mention Mazraoui, right back of Ajax, because he's an opportunity, free agent too in 2022. And so it was like a talk between Raiola and Barcelona to see how is the situation in general. But it's an important news, because remember of this meeting, because maybe in summer 2022, when, if Barcelona will sign a player from Mino Raiola, we'll say remember of that
day,
because
of the golden boot, was the golden boy.
Yes,
when,
was the beginning.
Yes. Talking about strikers, you mentioned the situation of Haaland. Also, is linked with Adeyemi in a sense, because yes, there were some words also and some rumors about Adeyemi and where he can go, which is Borussia Dortmund.
Yes. So let's clarify on this point. Also for Adeyemi, we spoke about Haaland, and Adeyemi is doing fantastic with Salzburg. We have these rumors on Borussia Dortmund, and I mentioned this last week here on the podcast. But what's the situation? It's not a done deal. So before saying done deal, we have to wait. It's true that Barcelona approached him, but at the moment there is no agreement with Adeyemi. Also, Inter had a meeting with Adeyemi, but they know that it's almost impossible to sign him. Borussia Dortmund are leading the race because they're looking for a striker in summer 2022. The player would love the opportunity to play in Bundesliga. They made a very good proposal for his contract, so Adeyemi is really attracted by Borussia Dortmund, but it's not done yet between clubs, between Salzburg and Borussia Dortmund. They are negotiating, so we have to wait before saying it's a done deal and Adeyemi is 100% going to Borussia Dortmund, but it's at good stages because this is the plan. So with Borussia Dortmund, they've always been leading the race for Adeyemi, and it's still the same situation. And talking about strikers to complete, we said about Haaland, we said about Adeyemi, it's time to talk also about Dusan Vlahovic, because this boy is always scoring. So every episode we say Dusan Vlahovic is incredible. Last week he scored. And we are at this point again. He scored the brace with Salernitana. He's 31 goals in 40 Serie A games in 2021. And again, no plans with Arsenal at the moment, but many clubs are approaching him. Many clubs. And so I think it's not going to be super easy in January because Fiorentina have no plan to accept less than 70 million. But let's see what happens.
For so we are expecting summer 2022 to be a summer of strikers,
yes,
let's say.
Yes, 100%.
Also with Mbappé situation and others, that can evolve. You also wanted to start this episode with Newcastle, no? Because you shared the news in the recent days about a player, a very interesting centre back that many clubs approach him. Also last summer and last winter, which is Botman. No?
Yes, I say that is real the interest of Newcastle for Sven Botman. So they have a serious interest and they are showing interest for Botman. Last summer, Sevilla to replace potentially Koundé, Atalanta to replace potentially Mery Demiral, to replace Romero to join Tottenham, and then Demiral was their final choice. But also Wolverhampton, many clubs wanted Botman, and Lille always said no to proposal for less than 30, 35 million. Now we have to see if Lille will be open to sell the player because they have Champions League clash with Chelsea, and also because Newcastle want to understand about the price. Also, AC Milan are interested in Botman because they have to replace Simon Kier, who is injured. But Newcastle are leading the race and pushing in this moment to sign Botman in January. Let's see what happens in the negotiation with Lille. So it's still early stages, but there is a serious interest.
Talking about transfer market that already started, you shared the news on Monday about the situation of Tony Rudiger that... How is it getting closer to leave?
I would say it's always the same situation since 3 months. I always say this here and on all the other platforms, always the same. So it would be open to stay with Chelsea. He's still in talks with Chelsea, but they have no agreement, and the proposal from Chelsea will not be accepted by Rudiger. He wants another kind of proposal, a different one, a better proposal, and at the moment there is still no new proposal from Chelsea. So this is why time is going on and nothing is changing with Rudiger. Real Madrid are pushing more than Bayern in this moment because Bayern are not open to pay what he wants as salary. And so keep an eye on Real Madrid because they want to do what they did with David Alaba, now with Tony Rudiger. But it's not done deal. Nothing has been agreed. And so it's still an open situation with Chelsea still talking with Rudiger. So Rudiger and Chelsea didn't say like, okay, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no agreement since 3 months. Negotiating, but no agreement. So this is why it's complicated.
And in 20 days, technically, you can find a pre-agreement with a new club. Talking about Chelsea, what about Thiago Silva? What about Christensen? And what about Azpilicueta?
Yes, I start with Azpilicueta because we have some Spanish club links because Spanish clubs are looking for players as free agents always. But Chelsea's expectation is still the same. They hope that Azpilicueta will accept the proposal to stay. Christensen, AC Milan interested, Barcelona interested. But as I always said here, the feeling of both clubs, AC Milan and Barcelona, is that Christensen at the end will sign a new deal with Chelsea. And it could be a 4-year deal with an option to extend for the 5th season. So there is a talk on this point. But Christensen has huge chances to sign a new deal with Chelsea. They're waiting. And Thiago Silva, matter of time. 2 episodes ago, said matter of time as one of the titles of the podcast for Thiago Silva. And I can say again, matter of time, but he will extend his contract with Chelsea till 2023.
Manchester United, great impact by Ralf Rangnick, even if today they won't play the game due to the COVID outbreak in the team, in the squad. But there was another win against Norwich with Cristiano Ronaldo scoring a penalty. And talking about Manchester United, talking about Paul Pogba, Raiola spoke about his situation.
Yes, and he said again that Pogba has a proposal from Manchester United to extend the contract, and this is what I want to say again, because it's a serious thing. So Man United offered Paul Pogba a new deal last June, end of June, beginning of July. It was an important proposal. They did the same with Bruno Fernandes. With Bruno there is a lot of optimism, but he's not agreed yet. And with Pogba, he's still undecided. So still no answer from Pogba. It's not a yes or no, but it's true that at the moment Pogba has not decided. So he will take his time. He's not deciding in December. He's not deciding in January. This is the expectation. So at the moment we have to wait with Pogba. The only thing to do is to wait and see if he will decide to continue with Man United to accept this proposal, or maybe to try a new league, a new country, because I don't see Pogba, if he leaves Man United, staying in Premier League.
Talking about possible outgoings at Man United, the situation now is a bit changed with some... With the arrival of Ralf Rangnick, no? There are some, like for example, Diogo Dalot, we also said last week that now he's in a different situation, no?
Because he's doing amazing. I have some skills of Diogo Dalot. Some numbers are incredible. I'm not going to read because it's going to be maybe boring, but he's doing incredible. Every time he plays, he's at top level. So, really, congrats to Diogo Dalot because it was not easy. But Roma were approaching him. Last summer, Borussia Dortmund wanted him. Many, many clubs. But, guys, this boy is doing great, and so I have the feeling in this moment that Man United are not opening talks for Diogo Dalot. Amad Diallo has chances to go on loan, so it's a serious possibility for him again. Lingard, Newcastle want him, so Newcastle are seriously interested in Lingard, but it's not agreed yet. He's still at early stages, and let's see what happens with his contract, because he's out of contract in 2022 with Manchester United, and then Anthony Martial, because his agent said in public that the player wants to leave the club, and so let's see what kind of opportunities will arrive, because his salary is so big, and so it's not going to be easy to find a solution for Martial. Last summer we had Real Madrid rumors, but Real Madrid are not signing players in this position in January, and Tottenham same at the moment, there is nothing with Martial going on, so let's see what happens. But Anthony Martial will be another player with chances to leave the club.
Talking about Manchester City now, the club has a clear plan for João Cancelo, no?
New contract, yes, this is what they want to offer to João Cancelo, because he signed his contract till 2025 when he signed the first only contract with Man City after the swap deal with Juventus and with Danilo. And so they want to talk with Cancelo over new contract in 2022. So it's something that is not discussed yet, but this is the plan of the club. They are super happy with Cancelo. Personal opinion, if not the best, one of the best fullbacks in the world. He's more than a fullback. And so Man City are super happy with him and they want to offer him a new deal. And so Cancelo will soon negotiate with Man City.
There are some rumors now about Liverpool and Rodrigo. Is that something that can happen in January?
Yes, rumors about Rodrigo Goes coming from Spain, but at the moment I'm told absolutely no. Real Madrid want to keep this boy. They are happy with Rodrigo Goes. They are also negotiating. It's not a negotiation yet, but they told people close to Rodrigo that they want to open negotiation over a new deal for Rodrigo Goes. They're super happy with him as they are with Vinicius. So I think in January nothing is going to happen. And for Liverpool, the plan will be to jump into an opportunity for a winger, but only in case they find the right one. So they are not going to sign a player just for 6 months. They want something that could be solid also for the future.
Tottenham now, outgoings here, because you know now they are not playing since a week basically because of the outbreak that was also here in the club, with Antonio Conte, with Paratici. We always talk about possible new signings, but they're always also planning for create some room, let's say, you know.
Yes,
for players that are not finding the space probably here.
One of these players is Steven Bergwijn, the winger, because at the moment there is still no great feeling with Antonio Conte. And so Ajax are interested, it's true, but it's not the only option. So we will see, but he has chances to leave the club in January. And then Dele Alli, because Dele Alli is always on the same point, he's still not playing, and he wants to show his skills. So I won't be surprised if Dele Alli will have another opportunity in January. I will keep you posted on this one, because they're working on this for the coming hours, days, weeks. But Dele Alli is one of the possible players to leave Tottenham in January.
A question about Arsenal. What's the focus for January?
Yes, the focus for January for Arsenal is about the opportunities in the midfield too, because I said about the striker and the situation of Aubameyang in the last hours is not a good one. Eh? We have to say again, with problems outside the pitch.
Yes.
For Arsenal, it happened many times with Aubameyang. So he's no longer the captain and they are going to announce the new one. But at the same point, they already started, before this problem with Aubameyang, to look for a new striker for 2022. So was January was the possibility if they find the right opportunity, but January transfer market is difficult. For summer 2022, Arsenal plan is to find a new striker. So or January or summer, we'll see Arsenal signing a new striker. And so let's see what happens with Aubameyang if they will decide to sell him. For January, they will look for opportunities, but I don't expect something big from Arsenal. They signed many players in the summer. So the focus is more on summer 2022 to go for a new midfielder and for a new striker. This is the plan of Arsenal.
But the Aubameyang situation maybe can change some plans for January.
We will see if they receive some proposal, because, you know, he has a huge salary.
So it's not easy. Real Madrid, let's go to Spain. Modric was once again unbelievable in the game against Atletico Madrid.
His contract till 2023 is something that 23 is something they want to fix in the coming weeks. So they will have a meeting, as already said here in the podcast. This is the plan to extend Luka Modric's contract. And let me say, what a player. Yes. He's performing like if he's 22 or 23. True. So the plan is to extend the contract till 2023. As we said about Rudiger, he's a target as free agent. And then Vinicius' progress for negotiation over new contract is something that they want to do in the coming weeks to negotiate with Vinicius. It will take some time, but Real Madrid plan is so clear.
Barcelona, first of all, let me say a big animo, as they say in Spain, for Kun Agüero, that yes. Tomorrow on Wednesday will very likely announce his retirement from football.
Very sad. Also because Barcelona was his dream. No, yes. He always dreamed of playing for Barcelona.
And play with Messi as well.
He's not able to do it. So yes, was really unlucky.
Really unlucky in the last part of his career, but what a career he had. Incredible. So let me say that we are talking about the goal against QPR, the Agüero. Yes. He will stay forever in our ears for the rest of our lives. But about Barcelona, about the Mino Raiola meeting, you want to add something?
It's not only a Mino Raiola meeting, because we have to remember also about Ferran Torres, to say again that the player wants to join Barcelona. So Ferran Torres is really tempted by Barcelona. We will see how will go the negotiation with Man City, because it's 65 million the price tag from Man City, but the player is still thinking of Barcelona as a serious possibility. So we will see what happens, but Ferran Torres is still a name Barcelona are working for.
Let's end this episode with our quick fire questions, starting with Joe Simeone.
Yes, he's incredible. Yes. The son of Diego, he's performing at super level with Verona, scoring a lot of goals. Yeah. And imagine that Verona has a buy option for 12 million euro from Cagliari. They paid 1 million euro loan and they have the opportunity to sign him for 12 million euro. This is the plan. They want to do it.
Yeah.
But last summer, Marseille were interested in Simeone, but he's scoring a lot of goals. He's incredible. So congrats to him, because it's not easy when you have this kind of name, no? And you have to show your skills to prove yourself always.
Yeah, also, he had some unlucky seasons, you know, with Fiorentina, with a lot of up and downs. This year is really, really on point.
Yes.
Noah Okafor.
Okafor is doing fantastic with Salzburg. He was man of the match in Champions League. He was doing fantastic also for the Swiss national team. So remember this boy, Okafor, because his contract is expiring in 2024, but many clubs are scouting him. Okafor.
Azmoun.
Sardar Azmoun. Yes, there is an agreement on personal terms with Olympique Lyon for January, but still no agreement between Olympique Lyon and Zenit. So we will see if they will be able to do it for January, or if this agreement on personal terms will be as free agent in summer 2022. But it's not done yet. Because till you sign the contracts for free agents, you have to be careful.
Arthur
for Juventus has been, what to say, a disaster, because he was signed by Maurizio Sarri, then they changed the manager, Massimiliano Allegri is back, and he's not kind of player for Allegri, as his agent Pastorello say too.
So a swap deal with Pjanic.
Yeah. So they're looking for solutions for Arthur. Let's see Premier League and La Liga clubs keeping tabs on him to see if it could be an opportunity. I'm sure that the player is very good, but Juventus is not what he needs, and he's not what Juventus need. So this is why they will look for a solution.
Ivan Perisic.
Rumors about Bayern comeback coming from Italian papers. I'm told that is not true. Bayern are not thinking of Perisic, and Perisic is not thinking of Bayern. He's out of contract in 2022, and in this moment he's the best winger in Serie A. He's playing an incredible level. Many clubs are interested, but Inter are still negotiating with him over a potential new contract. They will have meetings in the coming weeks, so we will see.
Marc Overmars.
He extended his contract with Ajax, so still proving his love.
And what a video by Ajax to announce him.
Yes, but he's a legend into the club. Yeah. He was a legend as a player and now as a director. But you know that Newcastle offered him a lot of money to be the new director of football with Ten Hag as a manager. It was in October, but he said no. He is fully committed to Ajax, and so good luck to him, because Ajax are doing fantastic, also thanks to the incredible work of Marc Overmars.
Before ending the episode, just one little comment about the Champions League draw. What do you think?
Unbelievable. We are at top level and we have this kind of situation. No words.
Use technology, guys. Come on.
Yes, use technology. Let me say, I want to end this episode also mentioning Parma. I want to wish them all the best, because it's not an easy situation in Serie B for Gigi Buffon and the manager. They signed Rispoli. I'm always following Parma.
We always follow Parma. And we really hope they will go to Serie A also this season.
Yes.
Thank you. See you next week.
Bye, guys.